This is an iHeart podcast.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and the British government has begun paying $140,000. What for? COVID. A headline says COVID-19 vaccine damage victims. Huh. Man, it's weird. I thought safe and effective. Anyway, 877-377-4373. Let's get to some emails. Jesse, I just had to point out the irony of all this gender reassignment nonsense. I'm a 37-year-old woman who was, I guess, blessed to be well endowed, as they say, from a very young age. This has cost me many problems in my life. Sorry, I don't mean to laugh. Sorry. Dang it, Chris. Grow up. This has cost me. It's a serious. This has cost me many problems in my life, not the least of which is chronic back pain. The chronic back pain. I've been fighting for years to be allowed to get a reduction. What? Notes from several doctors and many other things. I've been told I can't get the surgery because I still might decide to have children. Unfortunately, I have not yet been able to carry full term and have been told it's highly unlikely I ever will. While I accept that's God's plan for my life doesn't include children, this surgery would not harm my chances to have them, only might make me unable to breastfeed if I do. I've been told that until I'm over 42, when it's unlikely I'll want children, I'm unable to get approved for the surgery. However, now they say children can make these kinds of decisions about their bodies and we can't question them because they know at their young age what they want. It baffles me how these ideas even come into people's heads. Please keep doing what you're doing. It's very refreshing to hear a truthful voice from a woman who was never a dime, but always the girl with a great personality. Didn't say I could say her name, so I will not. One, don't worry, lady. You bring more to the table than just your personality. That's one. Two, it really does show how evil parts, not all, obviously, but parts of our medical institutions have become. And keep in mind, for every nutball quack doctor out there trying to operate on 15-year-olds, I have an email from a nurse, doctor, hospital administrator. We've had them call into the show. They're horrified by what's happening in their profession. They're horrified by it. So let's not indict every doctor or nurse out there. There's tons of angels out there who do that. But the medical institutions themselves, specifically the university system, and a lot of these big organizations, they're really bad. Really, really bad, and they've gotten severely evil along those same lines. Grady, San Diego, go, boss.
Yeah, hey, Jesse, last week you played a clip from Kathy Hochul, and she said that the worst thing that ever happened was that the kids were sent home to learn at home from school. And your reply was that you thought that she meant that they were upset and trying to pretend like they were upset about how badly they hurt the kids. That's not what she was upset about. She was upset about the fact that we, the parents, learned what they were being taught.
100% right. It is as good as the communist is at politics, and we'll explain why he's good in a minute, just a second, but as good as the communist is at politics, the biggest political blunder I think I've probably ever seen in this country. I'm not talking about during an election, pick a bad candidate or this candidate says something dumb. I mean, as far as an overall thing that may move the ball the wrong direction, maybe the biggest political blunder I've ever seen is the communists allowing their teachers' unions to send the children home from school. Because the parents in this country had no idea. They thought their kids were being taught the same things they had been taught in school. Oh, reading, writing, let's do some math. And now all of a sudden they find out their kids are not learning those things in school. They're learning that they're evil for being white. The boys are actually girls. Girls are actually boys. America sucks. Thanks, class. Parents didn't know. Now, let's be honest. Your parents had an excuse. My parents have an excuse. Well, I mean, public school was the only thing in the cards for me. But your parents and my parents had an excuse. We don't have that same excuse now. Not in this era. In this era, the mercy I'm having for parents is getting smaller and smaller. Now, if you're stuck in a place you can't get your kid out of, you can't do anything about that. It's not your fault. But if you're still sitting at home thinking, oh, I'm sure he's just learning math, math is fun, then you're either trying to be naive or you really want your schools to ruin your kids. And don't forget, we talked a little bit about this on Friday. They'll teach your kid to hate you and hate the country and hate themselves, but not overtly. Remember, we've caught them by now because all these idiots put their evil thoughts on the internet. We've caught these teachers in these huge group meetings discussing the best way to slip this in without you knowing. And understand this, that is standard communism. Again, I've been doing a bunch of research for something. I'll get to that at a later date about where communism really got its foothold here in America. And one of the most amazing parts about it is they've really never changed. From the very early time when they were worming their way inside of the teachers' unions in the country, they knew they could not let parents find out. It's all over their writings. We can't let people know what we're doing. We have to make sure they don't know what we're doing. We have to stay hidden. Because the communist is an evil, demonic, subversive, he knows that you're not going to be down with teaching girls they should cut their breasts off. That to you sounds like Sodom and Gomorrah, and it is. So he knows that. So he lies. They're trying to slip these things in behind your back. And in certain states, they're allowing parents to do it. There are states in the United States of America, California being one, where your school's guidance counselor can sit down with your 14-year-old boy and tell him he's a girl and get him some help pushing him that way and never tell you a thing. Yet another reason why I say we got to get out of these blue states. All right, hang on. A couple emails here. Jesse, awesome show. It is an awesome show, Chris. What? Chris? Anyway, in my mind, I'm thinking a high TAG will be as important, if not more important, than an awesome president. I'm so sick of the sessions and bars. I'm sure I speak for many when I think I don't care about any more limp TAGs. Other than you, do you have anyone in mind? Well, you're not necessarily wrong about what we need in an AG. Here's part of the problem we have. And you know I can't stand Bill Barr, and I've told you my thoughts on Jeff Sessions and whatnot. But I've criticized Trump for his personnel decisions. But if I have to say something in defense of Trump for that, because I have people I trust who've told me this, and it really is true. How are you supposed to pick an AG if you're some new right Republican president like Trump, some America First Republican president like Trump? How are you supposed to pick an AG that's on your side when there's nobody in the pool who's on your side? Have you seen the condition of America's law schools? I brought up medical schools and journalism schools. America's law schools are an unmitigated disaster. Doesn't mean every lawyer out there is a scumbag. But how many, I mean, you tell me, put yourself in these shoes. Let's say you think like you do and you go to law school and you graduate law school. What do you want to do with that degree? Make money, right? And don't feel bad about that. Good for you. Go provide for your family. Make some money. You're going to go and you're going to go work for a firm that can provide, well, probably something you enjoy, but something that makes you the most money. Maybe you'll try to be a partner. Maybe you'll leave and start your own practice. That's what you'll do. But this is part of our downfall. And I'm not blaming you if that's what you've done. Lord knows, I've always tried to find how to make the most money so I can take care of my family. The problem is the communist doesn't look at it that way. The communist, while you're off at Kelly and Chris law firm making a whole bunch of money, Chris would probably do like ambulance chase and stuff, I'm guessing. But while you're off at Kelly and Chris law making a bunch of money, the communists didn't go that route. Where'd the communists go? Oh, you know what? I'm going to go be an AG. Oh, if I want to be an AG, I'll start out. I'll be a prosecutor. I'll move to this. He immediately sought out the paths that would lead him into places where he can hold power and maybe, if he's lucky, get to do things one day like, oh, I don't know, sign off on a warrant to raid President Trump's home. You, me, I think I'd point at me even though I'm not smart enough to have gotten through law school. You and me, we graduate law school, and I'll tell you what, I'd immediately be looking at, where can I get paid, baby? Where can I go make some scratch? I want a nice house. I want to buy the wife some diamond earrings. I want my kids in a good school. The communist graduates law school, and he's immediately seeking positions of power. So how many Washington, D.C. scumbag judges and whatnot did Trump have to choose from that didn't suck? How many would the next guy have to choose from that don't suck? Probably not many, right? All right, we're not done on that. Hang on a second. I've finished that.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. I'm sorry. I can't stop laughing about this headline. The Fed tackles inflation with its most diverse leadership ever. Oh, my gosh. We're so screwed. 877-377-4373. Larry, St. Louis. Go, boss.
Dr. Kelly, I appreciate you taking my call. Have you talked to or investigated the Convention of States?
I have. It intrigues me. I have to say, if I had to put a vote to it right now, I'd be all about that life. There are some things about it that greatly concern me. You see, it's part of the Constitution. The states can come together and basically change everything if there are enough of the states that get together and come together. And that may be a route we have to go to, because as the blue parts get bluer, they also become more and more isolated. Remember, we focus so much on national politics. You want to feel good about something? You ready to feel good about something? Locally and statewide, we are growing and they're shrinking. Even 2020, that was obviously lost, cheating, but it was lost. It was lost at a presidential level. It was not lost down ballot, not across the country. It was a big win for us across the country. As they get more and more and more and more and more insane, we are expanding, and we're now smart enough to turn those expansions into local wins. This is giving us more control of more real estate in the country. That's a good thing. Feel good. We're winning school board races, a lot of them across the country. Think how many school boards we're going to own over the next 10, 20 years. And these are races you never cared about before. And I'll be honest, races I never cared about before. 10 years ago, if you asked me about school boards, I'd be like, who cares about that? I'm going to Congress, right? And then we figure out, no, they're teaching our kids to hate us and hate our country at a very early age. Feel good about this. All right? Oh, gosh. Joaquin, go.
Jesse, I'm sorry. You know what? I want to help that lady out. My youngest daughter, she had the same issues, and she had a doctor that argued for her health, you know, that she should have the surgery. And she was like around 25 years old. This was maybe about 6-7 years ago. But she had a doctor who argued for her, and she had children afterwards. And I'm not sure about the breastfeeding issue. But on to... I am Jesse Kelly, the Oracle. The Democrats are communists. Much evil destruction they do. To save America, I must inform you. Listen, thank you very much. And also...
I'm dying. All right, let's get to some emails. Dang it, Joaquin. Jesse, or no, this guy says, historical... What, Chris? That's awesome, Chris. That's a good... Oh, that's totally going in the rotation. Historical. You often talk about history. Those are some of the best segments of your show. I'm also a student of history. I could read about history or watch documentaries until feminists come home from the buffet. However, reading and hearing about history is nothing compared to actually experiencing it. If you were to time travel, what part of history would be the most shocking? Says, for example, the quietness, the smell... The dimes having leg hair, how small people were, says it's okay to say his name. His name is Rob. I'll tell you something. There are lots of these things I think about. And I think one of the biggest ones for me would be the smell. And hear me out. I know this is gross. Look, it's gross. I understand that. But for instance, the Old West. What boy doesn't love Old West, Westerns, Western books, Western movies, six guns, right? Who didn't want to be Wyatt Earp, right? All of us did. Billy the Kid. Do you have any idea how bad those Western towns must have smelled? I've got news for you, and this is going to be hard to hear, but it is what it is. You know that movie scene where your favorite character gets in a big old, John Wayne gets in a big old fist fight? and the fistfight spills out of the bar and they tumble into the mud into the street. You know that? That wasn't mud that he fell in. That was, however long that town has been around, that was a year, 2 years, 6 months worth of horse manure and horse pee mixed in with the dirt. Think about that. How bad for us. Now, granted, they would have been used to it back then, okay? But for us, if you were just teleported right back there, how bad would they have smelled? What, Chris? Chris said I couldn't get used to the food. The food would be a huge problem for me. The lack of spice, the lack of variety in it, the lack of hot sauce in it. Because, again, I'm spoiled by modern day. But I can go right down to the grocery store here, and I can make a half Chinese, half Mexican, half... I could do 1,000 different cultures for dinner tonight, all available to me right down at the local grocery store. If you're living out in Wyoming in 1820, you're having steak and you're having potatoes, pal. And if we happen to have salt and pepper, you should get down on your knees and thank the Lord on high for it, because no one else had salt this month. Isn't that crazy? Isn't that gross to think about? Jesse, I've had friends take pressed pills. Oh, this is sad. I've had friends take pressed pills cut with fentanyl and die, usually from the benzodiazepines like Xanax. One of those friends was someone in my unit at Camp Lejeune. He got out and started driving trucks. Then he died. The reason opioid addicts are seeking out fentanyl is because it's cheaper and stronger than heroin. I've had so many friends die from this, including my mother, but that was her own prescription medication and not Chinese fentanyl. I'm just so sick of it all. I've been sober for 469 days from methamphetamine. Didn't say I can say his name. He was of the United States Marine Corps, retired. Semper Fi, my brother, and you just go ahead and make it 470 days, all right? One foot in front of the other. One foot in front of the other. All right. John Fetterman continues to say dumb things. Now, maybe that's because he had a stroke like 15 minutes ago and now he can't talk anymore. But John Fetterman came out, put out a little video, and he talked about the voter ID and how racist it is.
In my own state, they are going to attempt to pass a constitutional amendment, making sure that universal voting ID for every time you vote, not just when you sign up to vote, but every time you vote, because they understand that at any given time, there's tens of thousands of Pennsylvanians who typically are on the poorer side and are people of color that are less likely to have their ID at any one given time.
I know what you're saying right now. You're saying, what's that idiot talking about? What is he, some kind of racist? He doesn't think black people can go get an ID. What's he talking about? These are the standard lines that people on the right use. Well, that's not actually what's happening. What's happening is much worse. I don't know why we don't just talk about it. You want to know what's happening? I'll tell you in a second.
I'm outdoors, you know. Can I stay with you maybe a couple days?
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. And yes, we still, don't worry, we still got a half hour left. It's fine. Everything's good to go. All right, let's get to some emails. Jesse, I'm a college freshman. I'm already being forced out to put my, or I'm already being forced to put my pronouns on assignments and say them to the entire class. I thought college was going to be fun, but so far it's been all political. Now I really understand why you keep saying don't go to college. I've agreed with you about it, but I didn't know just how bad it was going to be. This is only my first week. After I meet my future wife and we start a family, I will strongly encourage my kids to go to trade school or join a fire or police department. Says, please don't say his name. Telling you. We have to, look, let's focus on solutions. Okay, colleges suck, and the medical institutions and law schools, we got all these things. So what's the solution? We lay down and die? Should we just suck our thumbs and cry about it? No. We have to build a parallel economy, honestly, a parallel country. I'm not naive. I know when I talk about national divorce, I know that both sides aren't going to come together and agree to just split up and split up the stuff. I know that's not going to happen. We should do that, however, anyway. The red states, they should all be working together now to create their own institutions. The power of joining together is powerful. The communist has always understood that. And because of our individualistic mindset, we've never wrapped our minds around that. All right, let's get back to what Fetterman said because I don't want to get distracted here. John Fetterman, Pennsylvania Democrat Senate candidate, had a stroke, therefore hasn't done any public events. When he has them, he doesn't talk very well. So they decided to put Fetterman on the Biden plan, meaning they're just stuffing him in the basement, letting him talk to a computer in case he screws up. He had this to say about voter ID.
In my own state, they are going to pass, attempt to pass a constitutional amendment, making sure that universal voting ID for every time you vote, not just when you sign up to vote, but every time you vote, because they understand that at any given time, there's tens of thousands of Pennsylvanians who typically are on the poorer side and are people of color that are less likely to have their ID at any one given time.
Now, what have you heard all day in response to that? What have you seen all day? Fetterman's a racist. He says black people can't get an ID. This is racist. That's what are they talking about? No, you're missing it. You're missing it. When we do that lame thing where we accuse them of racism, we're missing the boat. One, we're wrong. The communist actually does not care about skin color at all. He only cares about communism. Now, the second you stop being useful to him, he'll destroy you in horrible ways. And if you're a black person who stops being useful to him, will he use horrible racist language and things like that on you? Oh, of course he will. Yes, of course. Yes. But he's actually not a racist. This is only about cheating. And it's wild how Democrats have mainstreamed this voter ID issue as one of the things that's just like a national platform for Democrats is, oh, it's crazy. You should have to get an ID when black people may not be able to get them. When everyone knows black people can get them just the same as white people and everyone else. So why the push? If that's not the reason, because that's not the reason. And Fetterman knows that too. He knows black people are just as capable as anyone else of going to get an ID. Then why would he say it? Because they want to cheat. Democrats don't want voter ID laws because Democrats want to cheat in elections. And we can speak plainly about that. Democrats don't want voter ID laws because Democrats want to cheat in elections. It's not because they're racist or whatever. They don't want you to have to show ID because they want to cheat. It's the same reason they push so hard for mail-in voting everywhere. We need universal mail-in voting. We need more mail-in voting here. Most countries around the world don't allow it because of the potential for cheating. Democrats want it to happen here because Democrats cheat. They want to cheat. Period. Not more complicated than that. We don't have to keep, they're the real racist guys. No, that's actually not true. They're not true. They are horrible people and demons and cheaters, but it's not about race to them. It's simply about cheating. Johnny, Jersey, go boss.
Jesse, I must say, sometimes you upset me with the self-deprecation of your service in the Marine Corps. Any Marine who got a combat promotion to sergeant during combat operations isn't a slouch, just your average Marine. I'm not saying to brag or boast that you're the greatest, but just say you're proud to have served and you did your job, please.
Yeah, well, for one, on that combat, you want to hear how the combat promotion thing happened? Let me clarify something. I got promoted to corporal when I was in Iraq. I went from being basically a fire team leader. We didn't call them fire teams and mortars, but went from being a fire team leader to a squad leader. Now mine were called mortar sections, so it ended up being my mortar section. That was my team. That was a promotion from Lance Corporal to Corporal. I know it says on my records and stuff like that that I got a combat promotion to sergeant. I guess maybe that's true, but nobody told me. You want to know how I got promoted to sergeant? No, I'm serious, Chris. It's crazy. Look, I assume there's some mix-up because that's not what happened. I was okay. Everything was okay. But I got back from Iraq, and it just worked out this way that when my unit got back from Iraq, I was getting out of the Marines in a month or two. I was basically gone. So because it's the government, it takes a month to check out. You have a million different places you have to go to on base and turn in this gear and turn in that gear, and you have to go get checked off in medical and all these things. When I drove off the base, I drove off, and as far as I knew, I was a corporal. I thought I was a corporal. I still to this day don't understand what happened there. I was home. I was done. I was home. I'd moved into my apartment by myself, and was very healthily closing all the blinds and drinking in the dark every night, when all of a sudden a certificate showed up in the mail telling me that I had been promoted to sergeant. Now, maybe that was a promotion that happened in Iraq and they just didn't tell me about it. Maybe it was, I mean, I don't know what that was, but I don't think I would say I had a battlefield promotion. I don't, what, Chris? If I got that while I was still in, would I have stayed? No, I was so disillusioned by that point in time. They tried to get me to stay. Remember, they tried to get me to stay and go military intelligence. By some miracle, I probably cheated on the test. I did really well on the ASVAB, like really well. And so towards the end of my time, they came and I was actually in Iraq at the time. They came and snatched me out of my unit and took me down to headquarters, where the little spy center was, as far as I was concerned. And they wanted to get me to sign up to be military intelligence. So as you could probably guess, I was asking them, well, what kind of gadgets do we get to use? Is it like James Bond? And they didn't have any of those. For one, that was a big drawback. Two, I knew I'd put my parents through enough. I mean, it's not easy. It's not easy having your child take these huge, stupid chances like I always take, including ones that might kill them. That's difficult. I was sympathetic. That's difficult for them. And when we got told to put our flags away in Iraq, remember, I've told you that story before. The most revealing moment of my life is when we were told, orders came down from on high that we weren't allowed to fly our American flags anymore. So by then, I was pretty disillusioned. They would have had to promise me foreign language school. One of the things the military does really, really well is intensive foreign language training, where they will basically, now they're allowed to do this because they can treat you however they want, but they'll throw you in a school and in a matter of months, you're oblong, all right? Like me and Jill Biden.
Buenas tardes.
You're just flat out oblong. Now, obviously they weren't going to be teaching you Spanish, but they couldn't promise me that. In writing, they kept saying, well, we'll recommend it. And I was like, yeah, recommend this. No, I can't. What, Chris? What? All right, when we have one more segment here, we'll talk about the payoff for the vaccine damage and what France is doing and some emails and headlines. Then we'll get out of here. Before we get out of here, you do something for me. Switch your cell phone company. Unless you already have Pure Talk, and I love your emails talking about how happy you are with Pure Talk. Remember, Pure Talk, their CEO is a veteran. They don't trash the country. They don't trash your values. You've never seen Pure Talk do anything like that. You never will. Average family saves over $900 a year now? I don't know how they keep saving people money while everyone else's costs go up. And it's cake. I mean, what's the reason not to? You don't even have to switch your phone or switch your number. But when you dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly, just know that you'll be speaking to an American, because their customer service, they employ Americans in America. And I'm sorry, I'm so tired of having to try to decipher what someone's saying on the phone when I get a hold of customer service. It's just wonderful hearing someone who speaks English. Dial #250, say Jesse Kelly, and switch from your company to Pure Talk.
Miss something?
There's a podcast.
Get it on demand wherever podcasts are found. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Don't forget, you can email the show anything you want. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. I tell you, we went shooting this weekend, Chris. Took the wife shooting. And my oldest son, my youngest son had a party, but we went shoot a party. He had a birthday party. Look, it's a kid's birthday party. Don't worry, it was safe. They went to some axe throwing place. But anyway, we went to the range. I'm not even making that up. They went axe throwing. We went to took the wife to the range. And here's the struggle. Here's the constant struggle. And I realize some people aren't weapons people. And I don't claim to be some weapons expert. I know a little bit about that, a little bit. But here's the deal when it comes to a weapon for the wife. One, she's 5'2". Right? She's not big anyway, and her hands aren't very big at all. So I've got to find a weapon that she can fit in her hand, but it also has to be a weapon that won't bite her too much, because she doesn't have near my experience with weapons. So if it bites her too much, it's intimidating. So I can't have too much kick. Okay, so I need a heavier weapon. Okay, I also need a weapon that'll kill somebody. I'm not interested in having her carry a pistol around so she can shoot doves or something like that. This is to save her life one day. And she already carries, But I just don't like her. I don't like her carry weapon. It's not everything I want it to be. But the thing is, you non-weapons people understand this. If you have a heavy weapon, or if you have a heavy round, a heavy caliber, and a light weapon, you're going to have a lot of recoil because there's nothing to absorb that energy. If you have a very light round and a very heavy weapon, you're going to have virtually no recoil. Now, those things don't really exist, but that's just an example, a very, very light round, heavy weapon. So you understand the dynamic, right? I need a weapon that's got enough ammo capacity and carries a big enough caliber, but one she's comfortable with. You see what I mean, Chris? I mean, like this impossible thing. So we had to go down this. We got this great range here locally. We had to go down, and I brought all this up, not because I expect you to care, because in case you're going through this right now, maybe you are, maybe this is something you want to do for your wife, maybe you are the woman. Couple things. One, practice with your Mantis X for a while first, because of all the things, you have a bunch of things when you're a fairly new shooter that you can be nervous about when you're on the range. You're worried about the bite. You're worried about the sound. Honestly, if you're not used to that, I am, but if you're not used to that, the sound can be a lot. You're also worried about embarrassing yourself. You're shooting at targets. If you're shooting with someone who knows how to shoot, they're hitting the target and you're not. And it's embarrassing. And then your nerves get up and it gets even worse. Practice with your Mantis X in the comfort of your home. Practice by yourself. Go to MantisX.com and get a Mantis X. It attaches to your weapon and you practice in your home. You dry fire practice in your home by yourself. By yourself. All right? You practice by yourself. You're better by yourself, so in the least, at least you don't have to worry about being accurate when you get there. You will have your technique down by the time you get there. So go to MantisX.com and get one for yourself, by the way, MantisX.com. But another thing, ladies, when you get to the range, and men, I shouldn't just say ladies. There are some men out there just getting into shooting. That's fine. Better late than never. Lots of ranges now. You can call around and find one. Lots of ranges. They have a bunch of weapons you can rent. You can rent weapons and then try them out. Now, I don't know how common it is in your area. These ranges are a dime a dozen in my area. You can't walk 50 feet without running into one of these. And so I cycled her through four different weapons when I was out there with her that day. I sent her through the Glock 43, the SIG P365, on and on. Springfield Hellcat. I was putting her through all these smaller weapons. And she would cross them off as we went along. Like that one. Hate that one. Oh, that's not bad. That's just, look, I don't know why I brought this up. Just a little recommendation. If you're thinking about getting into weapons, think about that. Jesse, the other day a guy told you he was a big Rush fan and he was glad he found you, as you were a lot like Rush in the credibility area. I felt like he was speaking for me. I was devastated at the loss of Rush. Just told my wife recently, you are my new Rush. I hope you know how much we all love you. Keep up the excellent work. You might use my name. His name is Charles. I am no Rush Limbaugh. Thank you. I appreciate that. I am no Rush Limbaugh. You get one of those in your life. You will never get another one. I do. I'll tell you this, though, because I've had so many crappy jobs, I can't believe I get to sit here and just goof with you for a living. And the best part of it, honestly, is making somebody's day better. I love those emails. Jesse, I listen while I cook dinner. Jesse, I listen in the car with my kids. Jesse, I listen when I'm in construction. Jesse, I like that. I think it's the coolest thing in the world because I can't see you doing it, right? So I don't know. I have to sit here and talk to Chris's stupid face for 3 hours. I don't know. Chris, that's not very nice. Put that away. I don't know. So I like it. I think that stuff's cool. All right. Let's get to it.
And now,
here's a headline.
By go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
The British government has begun paying $140,000 for COVID-19 vaccine damage. The people who were pressured into taking that crap, who didn't want to take it. Now, maybe you took it and you're happy about it. That's fine. But if you were pressured into taking that and didn't want to take it, or flat out forced to for job or other reasons, my heart goes out to you. That is such a bunch of crap. Forcing something on someone, and then you didn't even take enough time with the daggone thing. And here in America, we absolve the pharmaceutical companies of any liability. Thanks, Operation Warp Speed. Missouri School District revives paddling to discipline students. I'm fine with it. Chris, I know I'm only 41. We had paddling in my school. It was Knoxville Elementary School in Ohio. That's where I went. all the teachers had paddles, and they would drag you right out in the hall, and they'd have you bend over the desk, assume the position, and they just light you up with one. The librarians had one. The librarians had one. I'll never forget these sadists in the library. You don't think these nice librarian ladies would do that. The librarians had ones with holes in them. You have any idea how bad that hurts? You get the extra air whipping through there. Woo-hoo-hoo! I mean, not that it ever happened to me. Obviously, I was well-behaved. Well-behaved. Great reset. France to recruit 3,000 green police over climate change. Maybe you're sitting there thinking it's just France. Guarantee you that is coming to a blue state near you. It is coming. When I tell you to get out and get to a red area, that's why I say it. Ozzy Osbourne leaving America for the UK over mass shooting fears. Goodbye. Good riddance. North Carolina man sentenced to 40 years in prison for trafficking drugs out of an in-home daycare. I can see how they might look down on that. Black hole. As billions in American arms enter and aid enter Ukraine, U.S. officials receive handwritten receipts. Oh, gosh. I just found out we're running out of 155-millimeter howitzer shells. Oh, okay. That's okay. It's not like we're busy getting ready to gear up with a war with China anytime soon. Oh, who needs artillery shells? That's just the minor part of combat nowadays. Pumpkin grower paddles the river to set the world's record. I think it's a little rude to label somebody just a pumpkin grower. Not that there's anything wrong with being a pumpkin grower, but there's nothing else that defines this guy's life beyond pumpkin grower. Chris, do you think I would be described as the world's best cheeseburger maker if I ever did something like that? Do you think that's how they describe me? Maybe. Or top five napper. It could be top five napper. Top five napper Jesse paddles the river for a couple miles, but then gets tired and it didn't work out in the end. You can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Keep your chin up, all right? That's all.
This is an iHeart podcast.